Whenever you're ready, Chairman.
Then we'll go ahead and bring to order the regular planning and zoning meeting for Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. We'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Ginny Grieger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Ming.
Present.
Okay. And first up, we have our consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Then first up, under public hearings, we have case number 22-16-SUP, special use permit for alcohol and on-site sales, or beer and wine license, as it is.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Associate Planner Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The applicant requests special use permit approval for the sale of alcohol and on-site consumption of alcohol at 397 West Main Street. Staff notes that both Maria Bonita Bakery and Victoria's Taco Food Truck share the same owner and parcel. The applicant will provide limited seating inside and post appropriate signage on the doors to notify patrons that open containers must remain indoors. And then in regards to the taco truck, the applicant will fence in the covered outdoor seating area and post appropriate signage indicating open containers are only permitted within that limited area and cannot be removed from said area. If I said area five more times, be about 12. Staff has been in contact with Chief Rutusko of the CUNA Police Department regarding the applicant's proposal, and combined with the applicant's willingness to abide by any conditions of approval made by staff, the CUNA Police Department, and this decision-making body, Chief Rutusko expressed no concern. Staff would also note the applicants have already acquired their State of Idaho and Ada County alcohol beverage licenses, and this special use permit request is the last step before being able to acquire their CUNA City alcohol beverage license. Upon review, staff finds this request to be in compliance with CUNA City Code Title V and Idaho Code. And with that, I can answer any questions. The applicant is here. English is not her first language, so her nephew is here to translate if necessary.
Okay. Are there any questions for Jessica?
I don't have any.
All right. And is there anything you wanted to add to what Jessica said? Or no? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Then we'll open the public testimony at 6:03. I don't see anybody signed in to testify. I just wanted to make sure that there's nobody here that wanted to that had not signed. Okay. And seeing none, then we'll close that public testimony at 6:04. And that quickly brings that to our discussion.
I don't really have an issue with it. I think it's with the conditions that have been set forth for the kind of the fencing and the signage. I think that takes care of the safety concerns from the police department. I think it's fine. I don't see an issue.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, we've got the police department approval. Staff's good with it. And they still have to obtain their city license, so I don't see any issues with it.
I agree with the adding the fencing and everything back there. I don't see any issues from my point of view anyway.
Anything that helps the businesses grow is good.
Mm-hmm.
I have some concerns about the beer sales out at the food truck and walking up and down the sidewalk, but if the police don't think it's going to be a problem, then I'm okay with it.
Okay. Then if there aren't any concerns, I can stand for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 22-16-SUP special use permit for the alcohol sales and on-site consumption for Maria Bonita Bakery and food truck with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. That's it. You are free to go. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you. See, Dana's not as scary as it looks. So, I was talking about them. So, next up on under public hearings, we have case number 23-01-SUP, special use permit for in-home daycare.
Hello again, commissioners. For the record, Associate Planner Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street in CUNA. Applicants request special use permit approval to operate an in-home group daycare for up to 12 children Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 1184 South Chalkboard Place. The applicants have passed their Central District Health Department child care health and safety inspection on October 19th of 2022 and passed their Idaho Health and Welfare fire safety inspection on October 24th, 2022. Both applicants have also passed the required enhanced background check, and Ms. Davis has acquired her pediatric CPR and first aid certification, and Mr. Davis will acquire a CPR and first aid certification prior to assisting in the daycare. The applicants have provided off-street parking and as well as a pickup drop-off plan, emergency evacuation plan, sick child policy, and all the rest of the good stuff that goes along with that. So upon review of the application materials and comments provided by agencies, staff finds the special use permit request to be compliant with CUNA City Code Title V, the Comprehensive Plan, Idaho Code 39-11, and IDAPA 16.06.02. Thank you, and I will answer any questions you have.
Any questions for Jessica
this time? No, I don't.
Okay. And is there anything the applicant would like to add to what Jessica said? No. Okay. All right. Then we'll open the public testimony at 6:07. And again, on this application, I don't see anybody signed in to testify. And just verify there's nobody here that wanted to do so. And seeing none, we'll go ahead and close it. It's 6:09, and that spins back to us real quick then. It seems pretty straightforward, like the rest of them. The in-homes that we've looked at, I mean, all the inspections and the certifications and that and the fire department checking them out and everything else. I'm comfortable with the parking they have and everything else. So that's
right. I agree. I think we have a need for more child daycare in the area. And I think they comply with all the requirements, so I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah, I don't have any issues. And I really appreciate you going through the proper channels and doing this correctly and obtaining a license.
I will add that the reason why I am doing this is to provide an affordable cost daycare. So I will be below the minimum all the daycares in the area so that I can help out.
Well, I like the fact that she's on the south side. We have not had a lot of applications on that part of town, so this is a need for that part of town, I'm sure, quite a bit instead of over where most of them have been, kind of on the north side of town. So I have no problems either. I think it's very much needed. So. Okay. In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 23-01-SUP special use permit for 1184 South Chalkboard Place and home daycare with all the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
agenda back up. And then under business items, we have case number 23-04-DR design review for the Boys and Girls Club.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. The Boys and Girls Club request design review approval for site design, building, and landscaping. The subject site is located at West Mendy Place, northwest of the intersection of Linder Road and Boise Avenue. The zoning and land use for the Boys and Girls Club were approved via case numbers 11-01-CPMA, comp plan map amendment 11-04-ZC rezone, 11-04-DA development agreement, and 11-03-LLA lot line adjustment. The Boys and Girls Club building is proposed to be 34 feet in height. The building will be approximately 26,800 square feet. The site is compliant with minimum lot size, maximum lot coverage, and setback requirements. The applicant has provided 63 total parking spaces, 60 standard, 3 ADA, 11 landscape islands, and 8 parking lot lights, exceeding the requirements in KCC 595. 34.4% of the site is devoted to landscaping. Amenities are to include bike racks, benches, and play turf. No fencing was identified on the submitted application. Staff would recommend the additional condition that all future fencing, if required, must comply with CUNA City Code Title 5, Chapter 5, Section 5. Upon review, staff finds the application appears to be in general compliance with CUNA City Code Title 5, the Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Map, and Idaho Code. Staff recommends the commission approve case number 23-04-DR, with the applicant being subject to the conditions as listed in the staff report and the previously mentioned additional condition. With that, I will stand by for any questions. Okay.
Are there any questions for Doug at this time?
No.
Okay. And is there anything, was the applicant here today too? Is there anything to add, or we just?
Yeah, they're here if you have any questions for them.
Okay. All right. Then, are there any questions for the applicant then? From anybody?
No. The only question I have is on lighting and what types of lighting we have and how that's going to affect future development adjacent to the site.
As far as site lighting?
As far as parking lot lighting and building lighting. I noticed that the building has wall packs, but I'm not sure about the what type of fixtures we have in the parking lot.
If you would, that way it could be on the record. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. Katrina Colm, Erstad Architects, 310 North 5th Street.
I'm trying to find a mouse so we can get you to the plan.
Sure. You are correct. There are wall packs on the building. They will point down and meet night sky requirements, and we have pole lights in the parking lot, in the parking lot landscape islands. They are also pole lights will point down, and, yeah, our photometric, which was included in the packet, hopefully.
Sorry.
No, you're okay.
Oh, pole lights are here.
Yeah, it's on page 167.
Could you turn that so we can see it?
Jim just doesn't want the ones that are
Yeah.
Page 167, commission.
Thank
of
you.
Your packet.
And they did just pull up a detail. It's a pretty typical parking lot light with a concrete base to it.
And what are the heights on those?
That is a great question. Is gonna say I can't see that detail from here if the height happens to be called out. Okay.
It's on the next page.
Yeah, I was going to say it should be on the lighting schedule, which might be on the next page.
The D-Series size 1 states... Time out.
20 feet.
Thank you. I can't even see it, and I'm this close.
Is that 20? Is that right?
Yeah, it's 20 foot above finished floor.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you're asking the rookie's telling you here, so don't trust what I'm saying.
Yep.
Okay. Does that answer your question, or?
I think so. As long as the lights comply with the night sky requirements.
They will.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. The overall site layout looks, you know, the same as it did many years back when all this started. Mm-hmm. To me, the landscaping's appropriate. And the architecturally, I think the building has enough relief, roof lines and everything else to, and materials that it to me looks fine as far as that goes. I don't had any other thoughts or.
No, I think it looks good. I think the landscaping plan looks nice. It's got some open areas that, you know, along kind of the west side, the trees look good. I think overall I like it. The building elevations look nice, the updated ones with the block features in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks good to me.
It's really nice.
Any other questions or comments or concerns?
No, I think it's all taken care of. I think it's nicely laid out in a good area, like it's been for a while. So, in that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 23-04-DR design review for the Boys and Girls Club with the conditions as outlined in the staff report, and the additional requested condition that the applicant also work with the city to meet all future fencing needs to be compliant with city code.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you ladies have done yes. over all oh. these years.
Many, many years.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Thank you.
I'm not going to ask them again. They chewed on us last time. Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned.